we should be somewhere between Gretna Green and Big R, if my geography is correct, and say good morning to Susie Cram. Hello.
Hello, good morning. Yes, that's right. We're just outside Corrie, and I'm perched on top of the camper van, just trying to improve the signal through to you.
Well, do be very careful up there.
Yeah, I will.
I hope it's not too windy.
I'm worried about.
Oh.
Yeah, light breeze, not too bad, not too bad. Very beautiful, lovely rolling green hills. Looks a bit like Northumberland, but we are in Scotland.
Oh, right. So you made Scotland when? Yesterday?
Yes, about 6:30, maybe. Yeah, about 6:30, I think it was, yesterday evening. We crossed over on the road to Gretna, yes.
Yes. Okay, so you've been through Gretna. Yeah, okay.
Yes, yeah, and we stayed there last night.
Right, okay. So your journey continues through Scotland. You're on your way eventually to Glenshee and then to Inverness. And
that's right. Yes, yes. We've had 7 days to get all the way up England, and we've got 6 days to go up through Scotland. Yes. So we're over halfway in terms of mileage and days now, so... That was good. We had a party yesterday in Penrith at lunchtime, which was just over halfway in mileage and exactly halfway in terms of time. And I believe we've sent you some pictures of that. So, yeah.
I will include those pictures with this little piece of audio that we'll put on our Facebook page for you.
And thank you.
And of course, with the 22 text number.
Yay!
Oh, I can hear a little bit of the old blowing wind there in Scotland.
All right, I'll turn. If I turn my head, is that better?
It's fine. Just be careful. Don't move in muscle. We don't want you falling off that camper van, do we?
No, definitely not.
So, how are the legs?
Yes, I won't say that I can't feel them. There's a little bit of fatigue in there.
Yeah.
No, I have to tell you that wonderful Weird Ale has helped me that score. Living where we do in those beautiful, beautiful hills.
Mm.
You know, not only are they beautiful, but I think they're probably the best cycling territory in the world for training. Yeah,
I would agree.
I've been fortunate enough to Dan Small of Mountain Goat Coaching. He works alongside me in my physiotherapy practice in Walsingham, and he's been coaching me for the last 3 months, and he's done a fantastic job because, yes, of course my legs are a bit tired. I've been cycling for 7.5 days, but they're pretty good.
Yeah.
And he told me, you know, he gave me a really good detailed program, and I followed that, and it's been wonderful.
So
a combination of Dan Small at Mountain Goat Coaching and the hills of beautiful Weird Ale have got me into a pretty, pretty good nick. Yeah.
Well, you need to be in pretty good nick because you've still got quite a way to go. But we're all very proud of you here at Bishop FM.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, you're doing a grand job. I mean, there you are, putting all of this effort in to raise money for Teenage Cancer Trust.
Yes, and the Element Cancer Trust, those two. And you know what? I have to say, I'm really pleased with how it's going. We think with our online and offline donations that we're about the 27,000 mark now.
That's superb, isn't it? 27,000.
Every time I talk to you, it's another little bit more. Wonderful, wonderful people that we know, and people who don't even know us are texting and going to our online donation site at Virgin Money Giving. And yes, absolutely. Well, two marvellous charities. Who wouldn't want to donate to those?
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Mm.
Yeah,
mm.
Well, as I say, we'll put those contact details on our Facebook page with those pictures from the party in Penrith.
Yes.
Okay.
It sounds like we're having a good time. They're awfully hilly, you know. We're up and down and up and down. There's been a lot of sweat as well. It's not all partying.
A chance to freewheel down some of them, though?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You've got to take your breaks when you can.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's good the radio stations are supporting you. I actually heard a little bit of an interview with you and Debbie from Radio Clatterbridge.
Yes. We were sheltering in a rainy Ludlow when we did that interview because, of course, Debbie is from from Cheshire.
Yes.
And that's her local radio station. So, and they have a teenage cancer unit at Clatterbridge Hospital as well.
Yeah.
So they're particularly interested, I think, from that point of view.
Yeah.
want to be helpful. Yes, I know. Honestly, we've had... I was talking to the press yesterday as well, the Northern Echo. I think they're doing a piece.
Oh, the Northern Echo. Yeah, yeah, good, good.
Yeah, we tried to get the TV lot along. I mean, you'd think it would be a good visual experience, wouldn't you, with the tutus and the tandem and the men in lycra and tutus, but unfortunately, it must have been a big news day.
I'll talk to my contacts.
Thank you. Well, you never know. Stranger things have happened.
I know. When all of this is over and done with and you're back to Wolsingham, I do hope that you will pop in to the studio sometime and give us a first-hand account of how it feels
Absolutely.
To have done it.
Yes, I will do that. I would do that. And I would recommend it to anybody, that feeling of crossing the whole way up through your, you know, country. It's slightly surreal, if I'm honest. It is. It's weird when you just think, crikey, only 7.5 days ago, I was in Land's End and I've done that all on the bike. Very, very odd. I mean, I know there's people who do it a lot quicker. You know, the tandem record is 45 hours.
Jesus. 45 hours?
Yes.
From
and a single bike. From Land's End to John O'Groats. And the single bike record is 41 hours. I mean, I hate to make myself sound like a bit of a lightweight, but...
41.
But we're doing a lot of fundraising on the way. You know, we're stopping. We have a lot of fundraising to do.
You do indeed.
Yeah, but they are set by young men, of course, not middle-aged women. So.
Well, doesn't that make it all the more special, I think?
Indeed, yes. But any middle-aged ladies out there thinking, oh, I could never do that, you could. You just need to train and set your mind to it.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Well said. Yeah. Okay. So let's go over those fundraising details again, shall we, for listeners who might have tuned in for the very first time.
Right. Okay. Well, I think the easiest way is to go to the Virgin Money Giving site and search for either Tandem Le Jog Sanding, the Land's End John O'Groats, or to search for Susie Cram, and I spell my name with a ZY, and the Cram is with a B at the end, CRAMB. And if you search on there, that's probably the easiest way. We do have a text giving site, and you text TUTU.
Oh, we completely lost that, but it's TUTU 81, and then followed by the number of pounds you wish to donate.
Exactly, yes. And you text that to 70070.
Yeah, 770. Right, Susie, I'm going to let you go because you've got a lot of cycling to do and I want you to get down safely from that.
I've got my tricky dismount to come first.
You...
I think we should film that. That might be funny for your Facebook page.
Yes, well, get Debbie on the camera then. And
I might do.
Oh, okay. Goodness. All right, then. Well, thank you very much for finding the time to talk.
Thank you for all your support. Thank you so much.
And I'll try to catch you early Saturday morning.
Okay. I look forward to it.
I would think maybe something like 8:15. Would that be okay?
Yes, I think. It's going to be a long day, but 8:15 should be fine. Yes.
Oh, okay.
That'd
all right.
Good.
So we'll find out where you're up to on Saturday.
I'll be just about to head up into the Cairngorms.
Wow. I'm very envious, you know.
Yeah, I'm quite scared.
Okay, well, keep on riding. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Take care, and we'll speak to you on Saturday, Susie. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.